so much your parshas, bro.
השם אל מוישה בוי אל פאווה אני הכבדתי אסלי בוי ואסלב אבודוב למען שיסי אויסס האלה בקיר בוי ולמען תספר בו אז לבינכו ובן את בינכו אשר סללתי במצרים ואויססי אשר שמתי בו וידעתם כי אני השם. Before we start, I saw a beautiful vote of Moishe Sternbuch. Beautiful vote. He says, you know, we read the parsha. Parsha looks like a crazy guy. He says, yes, Moshe leaves. He says, no. Okay, I'm sorry. Moshe leaves. He says, no, I never meant it. Again, he tells a member, yeah, for sure you could leave. Again, we think Parsha is stupid. No? It's like in Moshe Sternbuch, everyone is exactly the same. Yom Kippur Hashem will be very good. Nothing happens the whole year. Every year the same story. Yom Kippur Mamish Hashem, I'll be mechaven every 18. Ma'irib Motzi Yom Kippur, you're off. It's exactly Pauli. Everyone has his nisoyim, but it's exactly the same. You stand me'ile Hashem, you never know. Every broch bechavona asher yotza with chavona. Motzi Yom Kippur, you go to the bathroom, you don't remember if you did asher yotza. He says, don't laugh on Pauli. You look exactly the same. The way Moshe Sternbuch started the shmuz this week, he has in his yeshiva, he started the shmuz. He said, Yeda reine is a kleine power. And look at yourself how you look. The saper boz, ne bincho, ben bincho es asher yisalalti ben mitzray. So, the famous question is, why Dafka Parshas Makas Arbe gets this title Boyel Paroi? Ki ichbadeti esli boy, I'm going to give some miracles leman tesaper bozne bincho ben bincho asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim. With so much Makas, pung this Maka, what is so special in this Maka? So the Medrash says, "Leman tesaper, it's makas arbe." Like it says in Yoel, "Al makas arbe la beneichem tesaperu." But the Shaila, what is the vote? So it's two mahalchim. Rabbi Shmuel Soloveitchik would say, "Al pi de Ramban." The Ramban learns. The Ramban brings down the Shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, Shemeis Asiras Moshe Rabbeinu Vead Achshov, Ein Arbe Mafsid Bechol Mitzrayim. Till today, Rak Bayoir Tesha'arno, when Moshe Davened, Vayala Arbe, Veachov Loiye Komoyu, till today, Arbe never goes into Mitzrayim. Veim Yipoil Be'eretz Yisroel, the Kones Begvul, Eino Mafsid Ayavul. The Oimrim Kizayodua Lakoil was clear at the time of the Ramban Rabbeinu Chananel, that was the days that they had the Makas Arbe. Every time when they had it in Eretz Yisrael, it never walked into Mitzrayim. And even when it walked into Mitzrayim, it never ate. I say something to Ramban Rabbeinu Chananel. And he says also, Rak Bayoir Tisha'arna and the Tzfardeim, he says it's the Nilus, and till today it's full with crocodiles. He learns that the Tzfardeim was crocodiles, and he says, Ad Ayoim Yodua Sha'al Matztrach, it's an Aramic what we call a crocodile? Gam be'arbe. וזהו שנאמר שיחו בכל נפלאיסוב למען תספר באוזני בינכו ובן בינכו אשר הסללתי במצרים. This Makas Arba, even later generations will see that was the Makas Arba and it doesn't go back to Mitzrayim. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in Derech Sicha that the Pshat is different. I also remember when I was a kid, it was Arba, came into Eretz Yisrael. So everyone said, you see, it's Mamash like it was in Mitzrayim. So he says, every time when you see Arba, people say it was Mamash like in Mitzrayim. When you see a frog, you don't see it like Mitzrayim. When you see blood, you say like Mitzrayim. When the hails, you say like Mitzrayim. Arba, you say, as every given in Mitzrayim. So okay, Moshe comes, he says, will be Arba. Vayim Moav, the power yellow, let the people go. Listen, Aterim Tedak, you have the Mitzrayim. Vayusha Moshe Vaharim, Lechu Yivdu Es Hashem, mi ve mi ahoylchim. And Pharaoh says, Moshe says, "Bin horeinu b'skeneinu leilich b'boneinu b'bnaseinu b'tzoneinu ki chag Hashem lom." Vayomer lehem yiken asher ashalach esrem ra'u ki ra'o lo yiken lechunu agvorim v'ivdu es Hashem ki oisa kamevach. Now remember we spoke last week with Rabbi Yankev. I'm not going into the details now. Moshe Rabbeinu did not ask to be free. Moshe was asking for 3 days to go to serve Hashem. We said it's two mahalachim, the mahalach of the Kliyoko, that Hashem wanted to make the Nisoyan even easier for Paroi. We only asked for 3 days, and Paroi said no. We didn't ask you to let the people go. We asked you to let them to go for 3 days, and you said no. Paroi, don't claim it was so hard for me. We made it so easy for you, just for 3 days, and even that you said no. Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky said a different mahalach that Lemaisa the 400 years didn't finish was only Nuntes Shari Tuma. The original plan was to go for 3 days to serve Hashem, recharge the batteries, come for another 200 years, and then to leave. But either way, Moshe says, we're just going for 3 days. Pari says, who goes? He says, everyone is going. I said, listen, you said you want to go for 3 days to serve Hashem. If everyone wants to go, it means you're running away, please. If Moshe would say, I want to go away, and Pari would say yes, and then he says no, it's a tiny on Pari. Moshe said, we have to go serve Hashem. Mi ve mi ha'olchim. So Moshe, min ha'oreinu b'skenenu leilech b'chim. So one pshat the Mefoshim say, mi ve mi ha'olchim. The Balaturim brings down, who is mi ve mi ha'olchim? Amar Paro le Moshe, kulam yomusu. Chutz mi Yeshua v'kolev. I know that everyone is going to die. Mi v'mi ha'olchim is begematria kolev u'ben nun. So Moshe answered him, b'noreinu b'skeneinu, but less than 20 and over 60 are not going to die. Don't worry. And then about Turim Rishra. Told him, mi v'mi ha'olchim. I'm telling you, I can see Yeshua v'kolev are the only ones that are left. He said, b'noreinu b'skeneinu. Don't worry, we left. But the Welt says, Paroi told him who is going. Moshe said, everyone. Ki chag Hashem lo. We're going to serve Hashem. By us serving Hashem is a yontif. Is the happiest time. We're the happiest people to serve Hashem. We take our kids to shul. We dress them. We party with them. We dance the dachmas of Torah with them. We happy with them. Simchas Torah they come. We give our pekalach. We happy. Paroi said, Lechu ivdu es Hashem. Lechu no agvorim ve'ivdu es Hashem. The Rosh says, Mo avoido azois. By us, Pesach is avoido, it's the nicest yontif the Jewish people have. That's when people go to the hotels, but the people that stay home with these, okay? It's the nicest yontif. I didn't mean nothing, yeah? I didn't want to be sued after it from hotels, yeah? Aber mikol mekoyim. So this was the vikuach. Paroi told him, "Mi ve mi ha'olchim?" He gave a list, and Moshe says, "Ki chag Hashem lanu." Paroi said, "No, you told me la'avod es Hashem." This was the vikuach. Vayim Hashem Moshe netei yotcha al eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. Perek yud posuk yud beis. Vayim Hashem Moshe netei yotcha al eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. What is bo arbe? What is bo arbe? So Rashi, HaKadosh, his job is to explain Pshat. Bo arbe bishvil ho arbe. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Eilik Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Ulai, he meant take the stick, tie it arbe, and do like this. Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Ulai sheyikshor arbe echod al hamate, and he will do like this. Every time you hear it for the first time, it's mechudosh. That's the pshat. Oi, second pshat, he also does like Rashi. Make the stick and say, arbe, arbe. I will explain. All the other makas made sense. You took dirt, it came. You hit the water, but you take a stick, why arbe will come? Every makas was related to the makas, yeah? I'll put my hands, the rain will come down. What was the shaykhas, the stick to the arbe? Oh, it came. Moshe didn't bang. Here it says, Bo'ap. So I should just Netei Yodchol Mitzrayim. Do like this, and the arbe will come. So, Bo'arbe, for the arbe. Hachaim HaKadosh said, Tupshot him. Although you tied one arbe and you did it like this, and then all of them came coming. Or he said, arbe. And all of them came. The whole day, the whole night, and the morning the arbe came. Vaychasis kol haoretz, chotosi atiru lHashem, v'yetzim imparoi, v'yafar Hashem ruach yom chozok meoid, v'yisor es arbe. Frank the Meforshim, when it came, it says, v'yashem niyag ruach kadim baoretz kol hayom v'kol halaylo. Ruach kadim, it came. When it left, v'yafoch Hashem ruach yom chozok meoid. Why when it came you didn't need ruach chozok meoid? Ruach kadim, the arbe came. When it left you had to have. So the Litzonim answer, when they came there were baby arbes. They ate all the food in Mitzrayim, they were very heavy, you needed a really strong wind to take them back. The little bit better people say that in the way back, also the Rashi says that the Mitzrayim, they love to eat arbe. So they had piles of them, salted. So in the way there was a chai noise as atzmoy. But on the way back, Rashi says, even the dead ones, everyone. So while even the dead ones left, there's no chai noise as atzmoy, you needed a strong wind. Some say another pshat, in the first pasuk it says, kol hayom v'kol halayla. Eventually they came. But when Moshe davened, in one shot it went. Ruach chazak, boom! Then he really needed a strong wind. Ve'im Hashem HaMoshin et Yotcho al HaShemayim, just wanted to get to this end of the parasha because there's so much Yisoidus here, so much, like one of the richest parashas. Ve'im Hashem HaMoshin et Yotcho al HaShemayim ve'yichoshech al Eretz Mitzrayim ve'yom eshchoshech. Ve'yit Moshin es Yod al HaShemayim ve'yichoshech hafeilu b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim shloish es yomim. Le'rohu ish es ochi ve'likomu ish mitachtov shloish es yomim. L'chob ne Yisrael o yaoir b'meshvayso. So Rashi brings down the famous Rashi, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo arbe. It's a medrash. Ve'lo mo hivi aleim choyshech shoy b'Yisrael bo yizador reshoim shoy roitzim lotzeis u'meizu b'shloisim me'afeilo. Oy. Fayt le Moshe Sternbuch. Chazal say v'chamushim, 1 out of 5 went out. Some say 1 out of 50. So understand, it was billions of Yidden, everyone was wiped off. 600,000 people left. Less than percentage that we were left in the Holocaust. So much Rashayim. He wants to say a chidush, it's a Moshe Sternbuch. He says, they were not such Rashayim. But when you live in such a generation, if Moif seem like a Sara Samakis and you don't become a tzaddik, you are Rosh Hagom. When Hashem shows you emuna, he says the opposite. It's brought down that in Gzeiras Tach V'Tat, it's the terrible with the, you know, with the, how they call them, the Kuzakim and the, what? Yeah. It's terrible. Some of the tzaddikim that were shecht, sad. they promise that when they're going up to the Shamayim, they will not leave Kisei HaKovet till Hashem will bring Mashiach. They died. Mashiach never came. A year later, they came to one of the Gedolim. And they said, what you see from here, it's not what you see from there. If you knew what Klal Yisrael is achieving, I'm not saying the right word, I'm almost there, yeah? What Klal Yisrael are, yeah? By living such generations, they will never could get it in the Doiris before, and they will never could get it after Mashiach will come. And it's not a chesed for Klal Yisrael to skip this tkufa. A person has misyonis in life. Sometimes it's bitter. These are the times to grow. Again, when it's moifsim and you're not 100%, you're killed. We see it when Klal Yisrael, you know, one of the things that's hard for every young guy in our generation is to read from Shmois till Devachim, yeah? Klal Yisrael just failed. They killed them, you know? So that's when we managed to get into Eretz Yisrael, yeah? Every time, and how much times Hashem said, we'll start every single beginning where she said, Hashem, please, yeah? Be'etzem, they will wipe off completely, yeah? And then what? They will start after 2,000 years. We'll never make it Eretz Yisrael if you the way it looks in the Midbar. Mask him. And then you open chelek, doir hamidbar, ein loyim chelek, loyim abba. It's over. When I get the chelek, I feel so bad. No one, ein loyim chelek, loyim abba. This whole three chumashim, Gehenna, ein loyim chelek, loyim abba. What is the pshat? When you live what he's seeing, Hashem, you expect it to be perfect. One little mistake, it's over. With our generation, Hashem understands us. And any great matter that we come, you know where we could get? When everything is good, Nishkin Chochmeh. Nishkin Chochmeh. If you don't do 100%, you Ella Chalek Le'elam Abba. This is what they told. Gzeres Tach Betat. This was the most time that a Yid could grow. And it's Babuz that a Yid grows when it's harder, not when it's easier. All of us are like that. When you grind the kaisel, when it's hard, not when it's easy. So nish the pshat stam klaiz hoshos reshoyim rube de rube kimamish bottle beroyv 1 out of 50 ganz klaiz so in such a matter Moshe is going around dam tzvadei akinim oriv and you don't say bayra oilam I'm waiting. They were left in Mitzrayim. Oy nega echad ovi al Mitzrayim, davar no ba'ozne im Yisrael, ish me Yisrael, do ba'isho me Yisrael, so klei kesef e klei zhov. Reden Hashem eschei no'om b'nei Mitzrayim, gam o'ish mo'ish el godel mo'id b'arz Mitzrayim, b'einei avde paroi u b'einei o'om. V'yoyim o'moish. Koy omar Hashem, kach atzois alaylo ani yoitze b'toich Mitzrayim. Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to kill everyone. Kachatzois. So Rashi says, Ka, when the night will divide to two. Like they say from Reb Chaim, they ask Reb Chaim, so when a person will die? Before Chatzois or after Chatzois? When exactly he died? If Moses says was exactly sharp Chatzois. So when he died? So Reb Chaim said, when is exactly Chatzos? Half of the night is here, half of the night here. Same thing, he was living till here and he's dead till here. It's exactly. You die ka Chatzos, you're alive till Chatzos and you're dead from Chatzos. And Moshe says, ka Chatzos. Frag the Gemara, why Moshe said ka Chatzos? Moshe say ba Chatzos. Shemo yitu atstagninei paroi. Veyoimru Moshe badayu. So here we have a chkira. Moshe was scared that the stagninim will have a mistake. What will be their mistake? I have two tzedakim. The Moshe Chatzos is 12:00. 12? Oh, yeah? What that Stagdini power will think? Chatzois is 11.59.99. Where is 9999? And? It will not happen, it will happen a second later. Moshe, you said Chatzois, it happened a second later. Or? They will think Chatzois is 12.00.01. Happened in 12.00. Moshe, it happened a second before. What was the chash that the Stagdini power will have? It will happen a second before, and the Moshe, you said it will happen later, happened too early. Or no, they will think it has to happen a second later, and it will happen a second earlier. So I want to say it's two mehalachim, and this is basically the two yesodis of the parsha. One mehalach is, at Stagnine power will think, Chatzos is 11.59. 11.59, nothing happened. Say, Moshe, you said it will happen. So it'll happen a minute later. Big deal. The Torah says, "Aber be a chilul Hashem for a minute." It's a famous ma'aseh with Rebbe Ruchber. Rebbe Ruchber was sitting in a shir, and pitam they saw a young Rosh Hashiva, and pitam they see Rebbe Ruchber is moving to side to side. Then they see Rebbe Ruchber takes off his jacket, his hat, and walks out of the room. And after 5 minutes, he comes back. That's Rebbe Ruchber. What happened? He said, "I needed to the bathroom. I didn't know if I leave in the middle of Rosh Hashiva's shir, I get insulted that it's not interesting. But I have to go to the bathroom." So I didn't know what to do. Then I realized everyone knows the Bochber doesn't walk in the street without a hat. The Shir Bochber never walks without a hat. Yeah? Not in the mirror. You know, if you want to be in the mirror, you have to walk with a hat in the street. Yeah? Shir Bochber never walks without a hat. So Bochber for sure even doesn't go out the room without a hat. So if I left the hat, whilst I'm going to the bathroom. So the Rosh Hashiva will not be insulted. I ask him, what is the problem? Go out, in 2 minutes he will see you back. Well, for 2 minutes they eat off his heart. A Yid doesn't do that. Don't be metzayer a person even for 2 minutes. It was another ma'aseh. It was a Yid, I don't know if you know him, one of the G'dayli Yisrael, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. When he was a young man, he wanted to get smicha for Reb Ruchber. So the way it went, you went down to Kamenitz. And he fahered you. But Reb Ruchber had another thing. When he finished the faher on Yeridaya, he would faher also on the Chelek HaChamishi. So Scheinberg didn't know that. He came there. He mamish knew everything. Obviously, he became Scheinberg, yeah? Reb Ruchber told him, it's Givaldik, but you need to stay here for a month. I need to see. So he said, but I never told my wife that I'm staying for a month. She'll feel bad. She'll think, who knows what happened. I'll go back home, and I'll come back. So Bochber told him to wait. He called his son to check up. He said, we found out about you, and he gave him smicha. So he told him, Tate, you never do that. So he's a choshev yid. He will come back home. He will tell his wife, I'm going to get a smicha, but it's, you know, soon. His wife will have such a gross nefesh. You're right that he will get it. I can't even tell someone for a little bit. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kvoit Shomayim! If I would say Chatzois and that Stagnine Pari have it wrong, they think it's 11.59, so for a minute, it's a Gemara and a Ran and a Dorim. The Gemara says, if someone says a neder, Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba. All of you are not allowed to enjoy what I have, Chutz for my father that is sitting here. So the Gemara says, when he said Kulchem, he meant his father, and then he changed his mind. The Gemara clears if Tfoyis Lashin Rishon, Frank Derwan, why? He said everyone Chutz for Tate. Why is it when he said everyone he meant also father, and then he changed his mind? He says because if he would not want his father to be included, he would say chutz me'aba kulchem shein odom roitze sheizbaz ze'oviv lerega. When he said kulchem, if he didn't mean his father, you don't say kulchem chutz me'aba. You say chutz me'aba kulchem. If the Ran says it on a father, Moshe Rabbeinu says it on the Bo'er Ha'olam. This is one pshat, and I want to tell you the real pshat. Moshe was nervous that they will think that Chatzos is 11.01. I'm sorry, 12.01. And the Makkah will happen a minute before. And I'll tell Moshe, hey, you said Chatzos happened a minute later. Moshe told him, so what? So you died. The Torah says, listen, what is going on in all of these parshas? And this is the MS, and I was even a part that belongs to next week because some people will not be here next week. Listen good. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Dan Tzfadei Akinim, what power he thinks? What? What do you think? What, you don't see blood? You don't see the frogs, crocodiles? You don't see lice? I mean, you don't see it? There's one argument. There's no suffix Moshe is a fester witch. A black. The real stuff. Moshe claims and says, I'm not a witch. I'm a Shmech Hashem. Pauli says, you're a witch. Look, our people also could do it. Imagine, I don't know how to call that as a woman. Yeah? Tehra also said Machshei for the whole time, even when she speaks on the Zohar. Yeah? Moshe claims, I'm a Shmech Hashem. This is the fight over the Makis. Ani Hashem, Moshe says, our kids could do it. The Chartumim said, Etzba Elohim. The fight is every time. What is stronger? What is the difference of a witch to Hashem? The weather progress. They tell you it will snow. Then it doesn't snow. Right? Could happen, right? They tell you it'll be 10 inches, then it's 15. Then it's 8, then it's nothing. Or rain. Some countries is more better, some, but even the places that every time it works. And then it, 1 inch more. Everyone says, ah, very good. Mamish, they started to snow 2 o'clock in the afternoon, exactly. Catch 4 o'clock. Mamish said this. They said 2.5 inches is 2.75. Hashem doesn't miss. Hashem made the world. If he says black, black. If he says white, white. If he says you will be 20 centimeters, you're 20 centimeters. The fight the whole time is, it's Hashem or it's a witch. Moshe tells him, I will tell them to leave. When you wanted to leave. Pauli says, tomorrow afternoon. Meshuga Pauli. Moshe, take them away. Take them away when you want. Pauli says, you see, tomorrow when the sun comes here. Wow, he thinks maybe Moshe feels the olive is not running away. Moshe is masking to. So you know what? Now leave it for a day. Let me see if it works. Right? V'hivdalti. The whole time, Makas Pchoyres is the Makah that Hashem, Leman Yeidu Deiriseichem, this is the Makah that proves Boira Oilo. If and that Makkah, it's missed in a minute, Moshe is the king of the witches. But he's not Shliach Hashem. Because Hashem says Chatzos, it will be Chatzos. If at Stagnine Paroi will say Chatzos is 1201, and everyone died in 12, Paroi will not let the people go. Moshe is stronger, he has better weapons. Say it. So we have to work it out with him. The fact is, Moshe is a stronger for me, a Moshe is Shliach Hashem. This is the whole vikuach the whole time. When the makkah that hits the end, leman yedu, shemo yitu at stagninei paroi v'yoyimru Moshe bad. Next week, Bez Hashem, I'm saying if it wasn't, would not be with us next week. I know as a minig, I don't know if America has it. I think the kids in America do it also. Then you give some bread for the birds. You have that minig. Well, when you come to yeshiva, the minhag doesn't. I don't know. You plan to do it, but as a minhag for kids, I guess we'll speak about next week. Why only kids do it? It's one of the pile abriya, yeah. But I never heard the yeshiva bochim. Well, what is the age that you do it? We'll discuss it maybe next week. Why it became a minhag of kids, yeah. So the family, I understand, the kid is moitzi the family, yeah. But I'm asking the yeshiva bochim, why they don't do it in their dears, yeah. What is the favor? Why? Eilike birds, you know, Dosen v'aviron, Moshe said there'll be no mon in Shabbos, and they put it on, take your birds, you ate it, we really appreciate it, right? So we pay you back. I'm asking you, the birds will not eat it. Klai Yisrael will wake up Shabbos morning, what they will see. Every morning was 2 feet mon, 3 miles around the whole machle. How much mon you think Dosen v'aviron put, even if they had the biggest warehouse? A couple garbage bags, yeah? They wake up in the morning, here Moshe is mon. Where? Thank you for the birds, Mamash, they say to the Bizyonis. What say Bizyonis? Every morning was mon, tal in the bottom, tal on the top, all organized, beautiful, like, you know, morning of 2 feet snow. Mamash, mesuder around the whole machle. They wake up Shabbos, is nothing. Everyone said, look near our house. Chaval, I said better they will leave it, it'll be such a litzon as it doesn't have you, right? Thank you birds, we appreciate all the kids give you bread. Everyone gives you bread, yeah? What is the answer? Moshe claimed Shabbos is Yoy Menuche Lo Yiye. If Hashem says no, it's no. If it snows even one piece of man, it means it's not Hashem. Hashem doesn't have mistakes. It means Moshe has the key to close the door. he could stop the man coming down. One place, one of the windows was not closed strong enough. So it's not Hashem. Moshe is a witch. Bezoistedu ki Hashem nosan menucha esveim HaShabbos. Dosan va'aviram broke the whole thing. Everyone knew Moshe is a master. It was no something that Moshe is a he was something. No one argued that Moshe is doing everything. What do you think, Koyrach? No one claimed that Moshe is not the guy. The shaila was if Moshe could do things on his own. They wanted to claim this idea of this resting day is the idea of Moshe. He says, you'll see, Mon will not come down. If Hashem says it will not come down, it can come down. There's no, they had a mistake in the weather. It doesn't work. So Dosan Va'aviron, by leaving even a brick of Mon, they would wipe off the whole Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this was the reason. And when the birds ate, and they were makhish, the akhoshe from Dosan Va'aviron, that was that solar. Now, the famous kasha of Gevirga asks a kasha. It says, "Umeisko bevatu Mitzrayim b'alaylo ahu, v'ikesi bechor be'aretz Mitzrayim." Rashi says, "Vayokum Mitzrayim ki ein bayis asher ein shomes." Everyone died. If also Pchor Min Ha'av and also Pchor Min Ha'em died, so why Pidin Peter Rechem we only do on the first child that comes out from the mother? In Mitzrayim, even the Peter Rechem from the Av died. So why we only... It's a famous kasha of Kiveiger. It's like the Kiveiger Ha'iluishkai. Dr. Azek, I said that you have to put blood on the doors. ועברתי במצרים בלילה הזה והקיסי כל בחור במצרים ועוד מעט בואו יכול לשאול את השואת אם אני אשם בואו אדום לכם לאויס על הבתים. Dr. Azek, why indeed ois al abatim? We say in the Agadah, "Vavarti v'Mitzrayim, ani v'lo imaloch, ani v'lo isorof, ani Hashem, ani v'lo yacher." So why is v'lo yitin ha-mashchis lo v'lo toich b'toichem? There's no mashchis. V'lo v'riboyin ha-shelo yinu male? Dr. Gevirga, the p'chor min ha-em, the mashchis kill. Everyone knows. P'chor min ha-av, who is the first tipper of the av? Only Hashem knows. What is the first tipper from the av? Rashi says, "Mitzri echot shemezanim asor anoshim." That Hashem killed. Hashem doesn't need the dam al hamashkif to save you, not the goyim. Hashem only kills the one who has to be killed. The mashchis killed the pchor min ha'em. So while the mashchis killed the pchor min ha'em, so for the mashchis you needed the dam al habati. Pchor min ha'av, Zot Rab Kivei Eger, was killed by the father, by the ribbono shel olam. So while the Pchor Min Ha'av was killed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, so mele we don't have to make Pidin HaBen for Pchor Min Ha'av, only for Pchor Min Ha'av. This is the famous word of Reb Kivei. I want to say Givaldi Givol for my father-in-law. Givaldi Givol, Avraham Gurbitz. Rashi says, "Umeiskol Bechor Mitzrayim." פרק י' פסוק ה' הבחור השפחו ולא מולוקו בני השפוחס שאף הם היו משתבדים בהם בשמחם בצורוסו. Then Rashi says הבחור השבי לא מולוקו השבויים כדי שלא יוימרו ירוסום טובו אל בוינום והביאו פירונס על מצרים. So Rashi says, why Bchor Hashvi was like it? Kedei shele yoyim ru yirosom tova el boinom v'yiviyo poronos al mitzvah. Comes out like this. And Makas Mitzchoyros was two poor reasons. The Maskele Dovid, Reb Dovid Pardu, Meramez, this whole thing. And Makas Pchoyros, we said, was two reasons. To punish the Mitzrim and to prove, like we explained, Hashem Hu Eloiki. To explain Hashem Hu Eloiki. To punish, the Pchoyros Shvi did not have to be punished. This is the reason in the Hasroe, we don't speak about Pchoyros Shvi. Although we had to call, kill the Bchor Hashvi, why? Shelo yoimru tovo yirosom el boinom. Yeah, it's another getchke. He did it. Because everyone, all the shvuim, because I was saying, how we let anyone go? It is like Farazai. If this is the pshat, he's medayek at the psukim at Tehillim, I'm skipping now all the beauty rayas. So, Hashem killed Bchor Mitzrayim. Choyre Hashvi, Hashem didn't have to kill, it's not a punishment from Hashem. That he gave the Mashchis to do. Not like Rav Kiveh Hegel. By the Mitzrim, everything is Hashem. Ve'ovarti ani balaylo, ani v'olim alor, ani v'olisorof, ani Hashem. Everything Hashem did. Choyre Mar Hashem, kachatzo yis alaylo, ani yoitze v'toich Mitzrayim. Umeis kol bechor, it doesn't say Choyre Hashvi. Hashem is down from later. But he sent the mashchis to take care of these people that will make shaloyim rutov yirasam el boy. Well, no one was there. Aber azay, you could say vayter. For that, you don't have to kill in the shvi b'chor min ha'av, because no one knows who is b'chor min ha'av. So in b'chor ha'shvi, take only died b'chor min ha'im. It's meduig in the psukim. Meduig in the psukim at Tehillim, it's too posh, I just don't have another psukim in front of me. B'meile, in Bchor Hashvi, only met Bchor Min Ha'av. It says in the Tehillim, Makim Mitzrayim, Bereishis Oinom. And then it says, Kol Eved B'Mitzrayim, it's Kol Petarech. I don't know what the Pesukim. B'meile, it's Givaldik. So the Mashchis was only killing the Shvi, and he was only killing Bchor Min Ha'av. B'meile, Pidin Abed is only Bchor Min Ha'av. It's al derech Rav Kiveh Hegel. Rav Kiveh Hegel learns that avarti ber Mitzrayim ani v'le malach ani v'le sorof. Taki goes only on the b'chayr min ha'av. It's very shvur. Pashas v'avarti ber Mitzrayim v'ikeitzik v'b'chor ber Mitzrayim ani Hashem goes on everything. Rav Kiveh Hegel said, Rav Kiveh Hegel opened the mahach. Kiveh Hegel at Hegel. So we'll save it. Yeah? But we're going al derech Rav Kiveh Hegel, we're taking it to the next step. There was one more vote. Vayokom. Vayokom paro laylo hu bechol avodo vati tzor kol gedol b'mitzrayim ki in bayis asher ein shomes. כי אין בייז אשר אין שומץ. ויקר למוישה ולהרים, ויאמר קרו צום יתריך עמי, גם אתם גם בני ישראל. זה like this. We have a minig in America, as also in Israel and also in Europe, that in Lelaseda they sing power in pajamas in the middle of the night. It's in all different languages. Shaila is first how we know that he was wearing white pajamas. There's no marriage. I said, why we sing it? You know, Klal Yisrael, we're such mature people, you know, Pana had pajamas. You know? There's someone here that doesn't wear pajamas? It's a Pana had pajamas. It's embarrassing to have pajamas. It's embarrassing to have pajamas. I think every human being owns a pajamas, no? Hopefully. Klal Yisrael, let us say that Ale Pana and pajamas. Again, some people only the kids sing it. I'm sure I guess it's same people that the kids sing it, the bread, yeah? By us, the Minig is everyone sings it, yeah? It's the Minig Klal Yisrael. The Mokir is Rashi and our Parsha. Rashi and our Parsha says, Vayokom paroi perik yudbeis posuk lamed. Vayokom paroi mimitosoi. What? Paroi came from his bed to tell them to leave. Rashi explains as an extra word. Now, it means, when he walked around, we saw he came from his bed. If it means that we saw his pajamas or we saw his face, it's not Mishana. I'm trying to explain it. What was the point? It's two mahalachim. One mahalach is, Paroi claimed the whole time that he's a god. He didn't, you know how bad he was? He didn't go to the bathroom. In the old days, there was no system of bathrooms like we have today. So he didn't go to the bathroom the whole day. He would walk in the morning to the nihilist and he would do it there. Right? I don't feel bad for Paroi. He didn't enjoy his king, nothing. That's not what it means. The whole day he needed to the bathroom. Nebuch, I don't feel bad for Paroi. Meshulig mensch. He wants the people to think that he's God. He knows he's not. He's a king of Mitzrayim. He didn't enjoy nothing. And he sat there like this. Why? In that days, if you go to the bathroom, people see it. So, as is a Grashi, in the morning he would go out. He pretended that it's a Getchka. Maybe he convinced himself. In the morning, as is a Grashi, now, if you're a God, you also don't sleep. As is a Pinchos, when he told the Navi Abal, Yel, Ula Yoshenu, and he's going to do Baremochi. So what happened by night? He closed himself in his office and he went to sleep. Imagine he couldn't, because someone has to take away the bathroom. He had a problem. There was no system. Yeah. When he woke up, everyone saw that he slept. This is what Rashi says. Vayokom mimitoso. People say, Paroi is also garnished. I have to understand. They were witches. They did everything. Paroi said, you know, you have a tree on your head. A tree came on your head. Your nose will fall down and fell down. That the way was Mitzrayim was going there. It's not Paroi is a human being. So everyone was yelling Paroi in pajamas. Not that we mean that he had pajamas, red pajamas. One pshat. Another pshat, some of you are a little bit young. Most of you. 16 years ago, in a week, when 2000 broke through, the world believed that it's something that was called Back 2000. I don't know if you learned about it. You know what Back 2000? Know what is Back 2000? The world believed that all of the computer system, right? You remember that? All the adults here remember it. That the world believed that all of the computers were set to, you know, 99, 95. When we'll come to 2000, the computers will not know what to do. And bombs, atom bombs, will fly all over the world and the world will be destroyed. It happened in Shabbos. The day was Shabbos. Remember, the day was Shabbos. El Tisrael, the Rabbanim, will matter the computer people to stay in the offices in Shabbos. Lemaise, the world got a bit less nervous because it hit the first thing in Australia and in China and nothing happened. So they realized already that Lemaise is not happening. No one knew. No computer was man said 2000. It was 99, 94, when they started the computer system. They didn't know what the computer will do when it will come to a date that he doesn't recognize. Everyone was sitting nervous, the whole world. I'm asking, the whole world. And then I thought to myself, it was amazing things that were happening. Everyone was standing in the offices. People thought that the banks will raise all the money. People will take out all the money from the banks. They didn't know what the computers will do. Nothing happened. But every head of every country and every army, everyone was in their offices in that. And that, when 2000 broke through. Paroi is told, Chatzois alayla de b'chorim adayim. Chazal tells that the Bchorim made a war. Let them go, we know we're dying. You know, till now is the chaos, we're going to die. Makim Mitzrayim, viv choyreim. Chazal says, you know, all the Makim, that's for that, Makas Bchoyres. Why does it say Makas Dach? That's for that, killing all of them, Shchim, Makim. So some say Bchoyres is not a Makim. But the verse says, Makas Bchoyres is two, because the Bchorim were trying to kill Paroi also, because they were trying to let them go. Paroi says, I'm not letting my people go. I understand. But Lamai said the plan is that in Mitzrayim tonight, everyone, and Baisha and Shomes, I would think, okay, Paroi doesn't want to let them go. He will sit with his whole cabinet in this room to decide what happens if Chatzos, it happens. Paro just went to sleep like a hell. He fell asleep. He was such a happy koyos. Vayoko mimitosoi. Not the chat, he sat there and he went and it happened. Hashem made that people will see how white was Paro. So when he woke up again, how they saw exactly the pajamas is irrelevant. But he was not with the army, everything ready for what happens if Chatzos has happened. I will stop here. Thank you.